Loving brothers and sisters in Christ, in the first session, I explained how the hearts and actions of good stewards and wicked stewards are different in three cases. The first case is when the master suffers damage. A wicked steward would run away or turn his face away from the master. But a good steward keeps the master with his life even by suffering the damage for him. For this case, I give examples of Ahithophel, who betrayed King David, and Jixin, who gave his life to save King Liu Bang of the Han State in the ancient China. For the second case, we looked into the attitude of serving the master. A wicked steward serves his master unwillingly, so he would always complain and his work is not efficient. The master is not the boss. It indicates the person superior than your position also in your family. When you work in the world, not just for earning money, you should be grateful for you have work to do, and you should have a grateful heart to the company, because the situation is not bad, is not good due to coronavirus now. So I hope you are grateful because you are believers. If you work with a grateful heart, then Father God will give you wisdom and strength. But if you just work to earn money, then you won't have happiness and joy, and you won't receive the wisdom from above. Then you may not be recognized by others. Do not say that people do not recognize you. But check yourself how much you do your work faithfully. I hope you do it with this heart. A good steward serves his master from the bottom of heart, so he acts in joy with goodness and love. I told you about Huang He, who served the king and people from the heart. The third case is when a steward is put in charge of his master's treasury. An evil steward would steal from the master's possessions in pursuit of his interest. He causes damage to his master. But evil person, wicked people, they cause damage, they don't pay it back, they don't return. How about Jacob? While he returned the damage to the flock of his uncle. So when you did wrong and you gave some damage to others, then you have to admit it and you have to pay it back. If you are not responsible, then you cannot be acknowledged by others. So you have to examine these things too. Through this message, the heart of a good steward, I hope you examine your heart. If you hide what you did wrong, then you cannot be used good. There are people who hide things and money from the company. If believers work like that, they cannot receive blessings from God. A good steward works hard like the slaves entrusted with 5 and 2 talents and brings the master many benefits. In a church, the duty in charge of the church's treasury belongs to this case, but in greater sense, God-given duties fall into God's treasury. Therefore, we should bear fruits in our duties. And there are duties of taking care of souls. There are also duties of doing something, and there must be fruits. If you are a labor worker, then you should bear fruit through your duty too. So please check yourself if you are bearing fruits from your duty or not. For individuals, because our materials are given by God, when we offer God whole tithes and spend the ninth tenth of our income in a proper way, we can receive blessings from God. Someone received a blessing from the message, and she said that she thought that she could spend the nine-tenth of her income as she wanted. But after she listened to the message in the first session, she realized that she should spend that also in a proper way. I'm grateful to you because you are confessing like this. Yes, right. Everything is given by God, not only finance, but also our life and our breath and our health are given by God. Recently, Mrs. Bong Lim Ni is giving thanks to Father God who gives her health. I told you about the incident that Mrs. Bong Lim Ni fell, but she was protected. But she got injured, and she had inconvenience to walk well. But she kept her duty to lead the dinner prayer meeting, and she kept making confessions of thanks. And after she was healed, she also kept giving thanks to Father God. And if she sees people who are working not good, then she prays with her heart. So I hope you spend everything you have in your life for the kingdom of God, then it will be the reward, your reward in heaven. Nobody can take it away. So please remember that you are a good steward of God's kingdom, God's possession, so that you can receive blessings. Today, we'll look into the fourth and fifth cases. The fourth case is when a steward is put in a higher position. Evil stewards despise the master if they are put in a higher position. They think that they have a certain level of self-finition and that they have capabilities. So they get lifted in heart and become arrogant. They originally were evil in heart, but when they were in a low position, it didn't appear. But when their position gets high, their heart is also lifted and despise others. We have to be careful about arrogance, pride. Our senior pastor taught us about this arrogance very often. When you are in a low position, you will not be arrogant. But if you say that you are not arrogant when you are in a low position, it doesn't make sense. If you are if you put in a higher position, then you may become arrogant. So you have to check your heart always. When a steward is put in a higher position, he has to check himself, his heart. We can take an example of Hagar in the book of Genesis. When Sarah couldn't have a baby, well, before she received the name of Sarah, now, here she is Sarah. When Sarah couldn't have a baby even until she became 70, she said to Abraham to take her servant Hagar as a wife. Abraham followed Sarah's word and took Hagar, and Hagar became pregnant. However, when Hagar saw that she had conceived, she despised her mistress. She forgot what her mistress Sarah did for her to put in that position. It doesn't happen only in the relationship between the master and slaves. It happens in the relationship between a king and servants too. In our history, when a king with powerful authority reigned, the servants were loyal. But when that king died and a young king took over, some servants expanded their powers. Even though there was a king, an official took the real power and decided the general affairs of the country, making the king like a scarecrow. Nevertheless, students leave their teachers, children stand against their parents, people turn away from those who taught them. All these things belong to this. If a person is promoted higher than his boss or gets better achievement, he's lifted and ignores the former boss, so they cannot work together any longer. But if a person of truth gets promoted, he serves the former boss more, considering his feelings. The boss will be proud of this person and let him work as much as he wants. He will consider the person's feeling. So how beautiful relationship it is. But we cannot find this kind of a relationship in the world. If you are not like this, it is the heart of evil stewards. When chances are that when someone was superior in the army, but after he's discharged, things change. Well, so the heart and the mind can change anytime. So you have to cherish others and you have to serve others. Although you are put in a higher position than the former superior, so you have to consider them with a grateful heart. I hope you serve like this so that you can be called a good steward. People with an evil heart that neglects others and arrogance can never become good stewards. Therefore, if you despise or neglect the one you served before because your position became better, it is also not proper in God's sight. Let's say, well, you know how our senior pastor did. He served the church he previously served. Well, we made a great revival after this church was established, but he didn't forget the church he previously attended, and he also served the professor who taught him. He didn't forget the grace he received once. Well, the worldly people do not do so. They forget the grace they received once. They repay the grace once, then they forget. But the senior pastor doesn't do so. Because of the favor he received, he came to be like now. So he is always grateful for them. To them, we have to resemble this goodness. Let's say someone guided you to the church and you are put in a higher position than his position, or you are going ahead of him. If you boast of yourself because you are ahead of him, it's improper. You have a greater faith than the person who guided you. Then if you despise the person, that it is against goodness. Well, in the church, when our faith was measured, when the person who was in low position received a better measure of faith, then he was selected as a leader. Then if you are disappointed and if you are jealous of him, then it's not a good heart. If you are put in a higher position, if you neglect others, then it's not good. If you are in the higher position, you have to be more humble because you don't know how things change. We can check our measure of faith through the message about the measure of faith given by Father God. We can measure our faith by the messages about the measures of faith. Well, I didn't receive the measure of faith before. No, it is... you can still measure your faith by the message about the measures of faith given by God. If you are put in a higher position, you neglect others. You can know your heart. Good stewards become humbler when they are lifted, and they only give glory to the master. Students don't yearn for the teacher's position. Children don't ignore or abandon their parents. If they serve the superiors more respectively, they have the heart that doesn't forget the grace they received. For example, there was a person, Noreja, in Chu State in the spring and autumn period of China. He served his parents very well from childhood. When he was 70, both of his parents were alive. Noreja wore the colorful clothes like little kids, made fun, sang, and danced in front of his parents because he didn't want them to know that he was old and to feel sad. Do not get wrong. Noreja, the king wanted to hire him, but he humbled himself. One day, Noreja walked into his parents' room with food and tripped and fell. Then Noreja cried in front of his parents as if a small kid was crying. He made it look like a kid's mistake in case his parents knew that he fell because he was old and weak. He was 70, so he must be very weak. So while bringing the food into the parents' room, but he tripped and fell. Noreja didn't want their parents to worry about him, so Noreja cried like a little kid. These things came from Noreja's sincere heart for his parents. Brothers and sisters, everyone should have this kind of heart. However, people are stingy at serving their parents, saying their life is busy and tight. It is violating God's word, honor your parents. And it is evil that they betray the love and devotion of their parents who raised them. Not only in serving your parents, but also when you perform your duty in the church. But did you serve your parents well during the Lunar New Year holidays? If you find some liking, then please serve your parents better for the rest of the holidays. If you honor your parents, Father God will bless you. But parents, if you want to be honored by your children, but you neglect your parents, your own parents, then you cannot receive blessings from God. Not only in serving your parents, but also when you perform your duty in the church. Although a person you don't like became the head of you, you must not ignore him. Is that just the case that the position is exchanged? Well, there is someone you hate. Then you don't follow and obey him. Then you will understand why you cannot receive blessings answers from God. It can be applied to your workplace, also applied to your, it can be applied to your home, your family. It is the heart of a good steward that can serve and support him more. The last and fifth case is when a steward is placed in an extreme situation. An extreme situation here means the situation where you may live or die according to your choice. For example, evil stewards neglect the young king I mentioned earlier and take over the reign of a king. Moreover, he plots to take the throne and tries various ways to make the king leave the throne himself. This shows the attitude of the evil stewards who became extremely evil. It is to remove the boss and take his position. Although the situation is a little different, we can take an example of King Saul. Because David saved the country by killing Goliath, Saul received great help from David. He had to serve him better. And when evil spirit tortured Saul, David played a harp to drive away evil spirit. But when David was loved by people, Saul tried to kill him out of jealousy. Even Saul knew that David didn't kill him, though he had the chance for twice, he kept chasing David. It's extremely evil. Well, even evil people can be touched by something sometimes. When Saul knew that David didn't kill him, though he had a chance, he was shedding tears, and he thanked David. But right after that, he kept chasing David. So the evil evil people forgets the grace and changes very often. It's extremely evil. But what about Jonathan? Jonathan was the one who would succeed the throne after Saul. But because he knew God's will upon David, he loved David more than anyone else and helped him to escape from Saul's attack. He did his best favor to David. He did his best and helped David with her heart. Because he took David's side, his father Saul hated and threatened him. But his true love didn't change, and he kept his filial duty to his father to the end. You have to remember this part. Well, because that person is evil, and my boss is evil, and because my parents are evil, I have to leave them. It is evil. But Jonathan didn't do so. Well, there are many cases, various kinds of cases, so that you can find yourself. Like this Jonathan, the one who can devote himself for the great cause, for the kingdom of God, even if he could be put in lower position, and who doesn't harm his master but gives benefit to him at the same time, he's a good steward. When it comes to the sincere loyalty, there are servants such as Jung Mong-ju and Sa Yuk-shin who try to keep the will of the king even with their lives. They didn't care for honor or authority. Even before death, they were unconditionally devotional to their king. Father God is looking for these kind of people, and He says that they are good. And we need these kind of people for the kingdom of God. In the Bible, Apostle Peter or Apostle Paul loved the Lord so ardently and poured out their passion for the Lord. Peter was crucified upside down because he was embarrassed to be martyred in the same way as the Lord. Apostle Paul was also confessed in Acts 20:24, but I do not consider my life of any account of as dear to myself, so that I may finish my course and the ministry which I received from the Lord Jesus to testify solemnly of the gospel of the grace of God. Likewise, the absolute and true devotion like this can be found only from good stewards. It's beautiful and noble. There were many martyrs as well as apostles at the time of the early churches. Someone became food for a hungry lion. Someone was crucified. Someone was cut with a saw. And someone was beheaded. You may well know that in the Roman amphitheater, many believers became food for hungry lions. At the time, Emperor Nero set a fire in Rome to get an inspiration of writing a poem. But as people's resentment increased, he falsely agitated that the people who believed in Jesus set fire to Rome. And he caught those who believed in Jesus and executed them cruelly in front of many people. Roman citizens who watched this were enthusiastic at first. You know, people enjoy watching fire and fight. However, as one day, 2 days, and 3 days passed, they started to think it's strange. It's strange. Why do the people who believe in Jesus rejoice and sing hallelujah even when they are dying? They don't run away. They don't get sad. They look peaceful. They started to think it's strange. They started to wonder. No matter how bold and evil people they are afraid of death. But the people who believed in Jesus died proudly, even singing praise. So they began to have the desire to know about Jesus, and as this desire increased, the gospel began to spread to many people. The fire of life began to spark in the hearts of Roman citizens. People secretly accepted the gospel. Later, it went to the royal palace, and not only maids but also the emperor's mother believed in the Lord. And in AD 313, Emperor Constantine, who loved his mother very much, recognized Christianity. God did not prevent the persecution. He allowed the believers to become food for lions, be crucified, and suffer martyrdom. All these were in His providence. Because of this, the Roman emperor declared Christianity as the state religion, and through it, the gospel was spread all over the world. This was thanks to the blood of many believers' martyrdom. This is justice. The works of God is followed by justice. God wants to show His works greatly. But if there are only when the workers obey and be faithful, then when they are faithful, Father God can do His work greatly. Without the workers of faith, the God's works cannot be accomplished. To expand the kingdom of God, we should make ourselves as good stewards so that we can be used for God's kingdom. Today, even if you are not martyred like the early church members, if you pray and fast for the kingdom of God, and if you devote your everything to His kingdom, it is the heart of a good steward. Many of our members have such a heart, so I am always grateful to God, and I thank you. Let me conclude the message. Today, we looked into the heart of a good steward in two cases. When a steward is put in a higher position and when a steward is placed in an extreme situation. Regardless how big or small our duty is, only when we fulfill it with the heart of a good steward, it is beneficial to God's kingdom. No matter how hard you work, it is useless unless you become a good steward without evil, whom God wants. The same goes for a country. Well, this is very regretful. You work so hard for God's kingdom, but you don't have a good heart that God wants you to have. But you want to be praised and you want to be recognized. Otherwise, you are exhausted and you get tired. Then Father God will be sad about you. So for the kingdom of God, we need the stewards with good heart. Through this message, I hope you change to become good stewards. Well, this can be applied to a country. Depending on whether there are loyal servants or not, the country may stand on the rock or vice versa. Admiral Lee Sun-shin, who fought with his life for the country in urgent crisis, helped the country escape the great tribulation. Thanks to many people who shouted for the independence of the country despite the Japanese oppression and fell without name and light, today's Korea can exist. It is also the same in the case of a household. The status and position of the owner can be completely different depending on what kind of person his servant is. If his servant is loyal, the wealth will grow and the owner can become a rich man. On the contrary, if his servant is lazy and evil, he will remove the possessions and eventually the owner will get in trouble. The same goes for saving souls. When the leader of a group is full of the Holy Spirit, he encourages the members by saying, "Let's pray together, let's evangelize." It's the same for a cell group and district group. He will pray for the members every day. And if someone has a problem, he offers intercessory prayer for answers with morning fasting. So the members become full of the Holy Spirit and they get answers and blessings. These good stewards, full of faith and love, is a blessing to the church, and his group members are happy. So that's why our senior pastor, when he met or preached the message for the parish leaders, he said, if the cell group leader is loved by the members, then the members call him my cell group leader, my leader, they say. Because they are grateful to their cell group leader, they call him my cell group leader. Well, during the holiday, during this Lunar New Year holidays, a cell group leader shared some food with the members of the cell of his cell. I was so grateful to hear that. These people who take care of their souls with their heart are good stewards. And Father God, how will God feel when He looks at these kind of leaders? He will be pleased with them and think, what should I give to them? It's not difficult to please God. You can find answers from the books, senior pastor's books. Our senior pastor explained how to receive answers, how to receive blessings, how to be loved by God. So please re-examine yourself how you do your duties, with what kind of heart you perform your duties. You are given one talent, but you are just to keep it. Then how can God give answer to you? I hope you find answers through this message. So we should be changed with goodness and do our duty faithfully so that we can become good stewards who give benefits to God's house. The beneficial worker is the worker who makes the house of Father God more glorious and brighter, not dishonorable. Furthermore, because he gives glory to God, even if he has to sacrifice, he fulfills the duty entrusted to him with life. So when I look at such workers, they look so lovely. I know they have a lot of works, so I very carefully give some other duty, then they say they are happy to do more duties. And during holidays, they don't want to take a rest. They are happy to work for God's kingdom. It is a blessing to have such good stewards. Father God changes such people and lead them to better dwelling place. And he, so we have to be faithful in spirit and body so that we can become good stewards for God's kingdom. So people of this heart of good stewards will pray when something is entrusted to them. They will realize spiritual things and obey so that they can bear this beautiful fruit 100 times. When our senior pastor said this, he said 100 times of the fruit. It doesn't apply only to finance. When you work, when you do your duty, you can bear 30, 60, or 100 times that you've sown, than you've sown in your duties. When you realize something by the wisdom given from above, then you are grateful to Father God because He gives the wisdom. Depending, if you work depending on the strength from God, you can do better than your own strength. So I hope you receive strength and wisdom from Father God by prayer. And you, to do so, you have to belong to goodness. Kingdom of God is not accomplished by only a couple of people of great faith. Well, I mentioned about Admiral Lee Sun-shin, but besides General Admiral Lee Sun-shin, there are many people who followed him. Although the king disliked General Lee Sun-shin, there were people who followed Admiral Lee Sun-shin, so he could keep the country. We have acting senior pastor and we have leave our workers. It's not enough. All of us should become good stewards so that we can accomplish the works that cannot be accomplished by human ability. When each of you are faithful for your duty at your position with faith and love, abundant fruit will be born and the kingdom of God will rise and grow. You and I, all of us, should be good stewards and fulfill God's works with all our strength. I give thanks to all the leaders and members who are serving for the church and the shepherd, and I ask you to become more united and expand the kingdom of God greatly. By doing so, may all of you receive answers to all your desires in heart, such as blessing in health, financial blessing, and peace in family, as well as great rewards in heaven. I pray this in the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local centuries, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables, and the internet all over the world, transcending space and time. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses, and infirmities, go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. Be cleansed and made well. All epidemic diseases, such as colds and fever, go away from them. Protect them from any kinds of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers, like stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's diseases, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis, and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes and the deaf come to hear and mute begin to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues, and cells, and bring the dead back to life. Father, please bless them to conceive a baby. Bless them to conceive a baby. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits, and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their home, their business, and their work by the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things, and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, I've met God, I've experienced God, and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.